And here we go. Welcome back to Snakes, Rats, and Goats, talking about Survivor, Season 35, Episode 2. I'm your co-host, Ryan Elder, and with me, as always, is...
your co-host, Scott Chernoff.
Hey, Scott. Welcome back.
You know, it's just, maybe it's the format of the intros that feels unnatural to me, because I do show business for a living.
Well, Scott, we're not changing it now.
All right. So you say. Welcome back, Ryan.
Welcome back. Scott, let's talk about this episode, but before we do, I want to introduce our guest.
Please do.
All right. She's the writer and director of the new show Afterlife, coming out on Full Screen on October 26th. She's also an actress. It's Kate Freund.
Hi.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
October 26th. That's like right around the corner.
Yeah, it's perfect because it's just in time for Halloween.
Is this a scary show?
It's pretty spooky.
It sounds
spooky.
Oh
my gosh. Yeah. I'm already terrified.
I know. I couldn't even go on set.
I'm terrified 100% of the time.
Who was that?
That was Simone from the episode.
She's terrified.
I was like, am I echoing in my own ears? Like,
well, you might also be doing that. I don't know.
I surprised you with a sound drop. Sorry.
No,
he'll do that.
It.
You know Ryan and his sounds.
Yep.
Hmm. You know Ryan and his audio play.
Wow, good job.
Exactly.
All right.
So, Kate, it's so delightful to have you here. You know, Kate is... written and has been an actress in plenty of things. And what's the movie that's coming out that you're in?
I'm in a new movie called Dr. Brinks and Dr. Brinks, which is...
That's two movies.
I know. I should have got paid twice.
Especially if you played Dr. Brinks.
No, I'm not Dr. Brinks.
Oh.
I'm Pamela.
I was told we would be getting Dr. Brinks for today's podcast.
Dr.
At least
Brinks.
One of them.
Spoiler, Dr. Brinks dies.
Oh, no.
Oh, bummer.
So does other Dr. Brinks.
So we don't need to bother seeing the film now? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe it's a film about people coping with doctors dying.
Sure.
Of course. Well,
fallout.
I'm just going to be tuning in for Pamela.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kate, I have to ask... what, you know, obviously you're on this podcast to talk about Survivor. Had you ever seen Survivor?
I think I saw it once, possibly in high school.
Oh, this is perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like the ideal guest for us now.
Thank
yes.
You.
Can you tell us what you remember of seeing it in high school?
I remember they were very buff and jumping in water. And
sure.
There were... tiki torchy things.
Right.
Are you sure you're not thinking about the episode we just made you watch?
That is quite possible.
Or the white supremacist rally with the tiki torches.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay, this is good. Except for the fact that you've made me feel very old.
Why?
Because I was fully grown up when Survivor premiered.
Oh, should I lie and say I was in middle school?
No.
That would make it worse.
That's worse now.
No. I'm very young.
Yes, clearly. So,
make it better for you, just worse for Scott.
So, exactly. Well, welcome to my life. So
yeah, I'm fine with that.
And as we told you right before we start recording, since you feel free to ask us any questions you might have about this show as we discuss it. There's no wrong questions. Several wrong answers that Ryan might provide, but no wrong questions.
I have one question to start off. Why do they have separate names, and who chooses the names for the teams?
Of the tribes? Yeah, that's
a
particularly good
just
question
like
this
red
season.
Red team, green team, or there's no green team. Red team, yellow team, and blue team.
That's a decent question. Well, there's two kind of levels that there's why are they do they have different names, and they've always had different names. I guess they just do that to give them some identification beyond their colors. And they used to have words for the names that were kind of local, and I think they still are doing that are local to the culture. But
Hustler.
Obviously, yes, but that's not Well, no, that's very local to Fijian culture. The hustler tribe.
Yeah.
I don't know, Ryan, you want to field this?
This season, the theme is really cheesy, Kate. It's and there's always... Now it seems like they can't not do a theme based on people's occupations or sort of life experience. And this season, they're divided up into tribes based on the qualities in life that they most exemplify, I believe is the phrase that Jeff uses or something along those lines. So, you know, the hustlers are people who have jobs where they're hustling around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the healers are people who have jobs where they heal people,
like
Joe,
probation officer.
Probation officer, yeah. And then the heroes
and,
are people who have heroic
jobs. Wilderness leader.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the Chrissy character.
Yes.
Said she's on the blue team. She's a hero.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What does she do? She's an actuary.
She's an actuary.
Yeah.
Actuary.
A heroic financial analyst, Kate. Don't you know?
I
was just talking about this last night. One of the reasons
that really bothered me.
I know, it's weird. I think the reason they're trying to say she's a hero, which, you know, not to take anything away from it, but she was a stay-at-home mom for many years, and then she went back to work. So I think they're trying to say she's a hero because she's a stay-at-home mom, which, you know, they are heroes.
Yeah.
I thought they sent the mom home last week.
There are two. She's a mom who is not... They're both moms. I don't know that either of them are currently stay-at-home moms, but they did get ostracized for the evil of becoming middle-aged women.
Yeah, they did.
That was their sin.
That's what we were led to believe, right? But I sort of think, Scott, that we were not, and Kate, that we were not told the truth last episode.
No, I'm sure we were not because there was nothing. It was
are we ever
boring? They had to spice it up a little bit.
No, it was not boring. You had Alan going around like a nutcase. I mean, they didn't need to.
That was the first episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't seen that one.
Well,
so the answer to your question, Kate, your two questions is that they're divided arbitrarily onto teams with labels put on them that could apply to anybody, and some several of them could be on any of the three teams, but so we can tell the teams apart, they've given them names and they've given, some of them are more obviously heroes or healers, and some of them you kind of have to stretch.
They pick the teams? Is it random?
The production puts the teams together. Usually sometimes the players will pick, like a schoolyard.
When
pick,
was the last time they did that, Scott? Because
long time ago.
I like that, but I think they don't like it.
I like it, but I think it's actually tended to result in lopsided teams.
It's cruel.
It is cruel.
Pick.
Well, that's never stopped them before.
Yeah, cruelty is not something they're worried about on this.
In fact, one season, Kate, they had 20 people, and they had them do a schoolyard pick, and said that that only 18 people would be playing.
Oh, man.
So they sent two people home right away, basically, because they did not get picked.
It's so brutal.
What was wrong with
brutal.
Them?
they obviously didn't have the same high school and junior high experience we did. You know?
What was wrong with the people who weren't picked, you mean? Or what's wrong with the production?
Oh, I see.
They were left to their own devices for one day together, and I guess they failed to make the social connections necessary to keep them in the game.
Oh, okay.
Would be the clinical way of looking at it. The other way would be one was kind of weird and the other one was kind of quiet.
Oh, not smelly.
Maybe.
I mean,
they all
if
become
you're
smelly,
smelly on day one, yeah, that's going to
be
a problem.
Yeah, if you're smelly on day one, that is a problem.
But at least, you know, you'll blend in after a few days.
So they don't allow deodorant? Or what do they allow you to bring?
They have basic necessities. Tampons, that's one that a lot of people ask about.
They have tampons. Okay. We talked about last week that we think they have sunscreen.
Yeah, Band-Aids,
and
I think. You know,
it's possible that if anybody has a medication that they normally take every day, they get to take that.
But no deodorant, as far as I know.
No, that's where they draw the line.
Okay.
that's where they draw the line. But yeah, Chrissy is a hero for being a mom who got back into the work game. And look, I know it's not easy. My own wife is a stay-at-home mom who now wants to get back into the work game, and it's not easy. But I don't know if we'd put her. I love my wife, but would I put her on the heroes tribe?
No. Yeah, I mean,
would. Oh.
You would. Okay.
Well, she's more. Maybe she's. I don't know. I don't think I would want to be on the Hustlers team.
She's heroic to our family.
Right.
I think the Hustlers team, you have a stigma, right? You're seen as like someone who's like jumping around and doing a lot.
Well, it's a word that has a negative connotation. They're trying to play off. It's a word that has many meanings, and they're trying to use the positive meaning of somebody who's working really hard and doing whatever it takes to succeed. But
you're also a con man.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's another meaning for it.
Yeah. But I will say the Hustler tribe is looking real good right now in terms of the edit and in terms of how they're playing the game. Even though they went to tribal, a couple of our biggest characters, the people we're seeing the most of, are from the Hustlers. So,
and I think your winner pick is looking good.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Is it Devin?
Oh, man. I do like Devin.
Is it Dreamy Boy? He's so dreamy. They just kept sending him down to get the barrels, and he got all of them. And then I liked him because at the tribal thing at the end, he didn't say anything.
You like that?
They didn't have him say, so he's not a backstabber. He just kind of, he's pretty and he hangs out and he's not offensive and he's good at what he does.
Yeah, that's a recipe for getting to
that. Some might call him a hero.
Yeah.
No, he's a hustler. Wait, why is he on the Hustler team?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I forget what his occupation is.
His job is like wilderness guide, right? Or is that a different one?
No, that's Cole.
All right, I have to look him up.
Who the hell is Cole?
He's the guy who was laying out on the raft and flirting with Jessica.
They look alike. They look alike.
Yeah.
So let's see. Devin is, according to CBS, a surf instructor.
Oh, well, that's, you hustle a lot, right? I mean, surfers are known.
They are just so
never ever relaxing. Intense. Surfers are known
surfers
for that.
Surfers are so intense and always running around places.
Oh, man. Devin seems like the kind of guy that's just like super nice, super fun to hang out with. You know, he's always smiling, although he says he doesn't smile when he talks to anyone but Ryan.
Right.
You guys remember
he's
that?
He's Keanu Reeves.
He does have
he
a bit
Keanu
of that.
He was Keanu Reeves.
He
just
is.
Let him win.
Ryan brings out his smile.
Yeah.
Well,
I love
our
that
Ryan,
moment.
Our Ryan, Ryan Elder's winner pick, meaning prediction, was Allie, who's on that tribe.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
I think she seems super smart. And I thought what was interesting the way it was framed with Simone, because first we had Ryan who said, you know, I've got connections with everybody except Simone, but basically
she's weird.
It doesn't matter. What'd you say? What'd he say?
She's weird.
She's weird.
I didn't think she was that weird.
She
was kind of whiny.
He's dismissing her as, you know, she has no connections with everyone. Then we saw Allie say, you know, I'm not dismissing her. I think I could use her.
Yeah.
Now, in the end, it didn't matter. Ryan was actually right. He didn't need to connect with Simone.
Yeah.
But the way it was framed, I believe, was to show us that Allie was more shrewd than he was.
Yeah. I do agree with that. I thought it was interesting, though, in terms of how they switched at one point. Towards the end, they switched to just getting Ryan's take on what's going to happen at Tribal Council, and we didn't get a lot of Allie once it was time to go to Tribal. But I think
so. Ryan was my prediction.
Yeah, and I think we're both like we might both be in the fight. This might come down to the last episode, Scott.
That would be fun.
Or well,
so you both want Ryan to win from the Hustlers?
It's not about want. We both made predictions, and Ryan predicted Allie, and I predicted Ryan just based on the first episode. But now I'm thinking Allie is looking better as a potential winner.
So no one from the blue or yellow team?
No,
I don't even know which team is which color.
Unless you want to make a prediction for one of those players.
I might. I'm looking. I want to type in the. You know, I don't
who
know their names.
You know who looked good, I think, this There's episode a... is Chrissy from the Heroes yeah, Tribe.
She's also looking good.
She's such
also...
a backstabber, though. They're yeah, all. Smart. Oh, God.
This is what so the game is about.
It's not physicality, then.
It could be.
It's a factor. It's always
That's
a factor.
That's a factor. I mean, if you're physical, you can win a lot of challenges. And especially if you're there at the end, you could potentially just win your way to the end and never get voted off because you've always got immunity. But being that physical also means you're a threat and people will be trying to vote you off. So if you don't have immunity, you could be in trouble later in the game.
There's a guy with a cowboy hat and a beard.
Yeah, that's yes. Ben.
He said something pretty goofy in this episode. I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember. I feel like he's getting edited in such a down-to-earth way. Like, I feel like he's really important to the story. Remember, he was my second pick for a winner. Mm-hmm. He seems like such a character. He's the Southern cowboy, ex-military guy. Usually it's the kind of guy they like to play up their, like, homespunness. You know, And they're not really doing that with him. We're getting just a lot of level-headed, clear thinking and strategic discussion from him and not a lot of character. So I'm really curious to see where his story is going.
He strikes me as somebody who's going to be a big character, but I don't think he's going to the end.
I thought this is the quote I wrote down from him. This team's like cracked paint.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That was a good one. All
That's
right,
one of his down-to-earth homespun.
We did get a homespun quote from him, didn't
He's
we?
He's homespun. Yeah.
Fair enough.
This team's like a armor-alled car. Smooth with some sheen. Moving fast.
Yeah. Let's
it's like my rain gutters. Everybody's just drip, drip, dripping.
Well, yeah, yeah.
When you put it like that, I don't know. Weird.
So you felt Chrissy was a backstabber. Now, who was she backstabbing?
She
remind me.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Is it because we saw her speak to each person and then make a decision as to who she was going to go with?
Align with? She just seems like... I'm trying to think.
She's
just
a schemer.
Talking about everybody, but I guess they all talk about each other.
Yeah, and they're forced to. They're asked by production to talk about each other. You know,
in their confessionals,
right?
But they talk to each other about how awful somebody else is.
Oh, right. There was a lot of that, wasn't there, with Chrissy?
Yeah, it's like backstabbing.
Oh yeah. That's the name of the game, basically.
That is that's one way of looking at it. On the other hand, you know, there's six people on the tribe, and well, now there's five. But when there were six, there were four of them had formed an alliance, and Chrissy wasn't in it. So is she
on the first episode?
Right, and then they voted out this other woman, and so she was at the start of this new episode. Chrissy is the only person who wasn't in that dominant alliance. She would be the next one voted out. If those four were to stay together. So is she backstabbing or is she hustling?
Why didn't she get in the alliance on the first episode?
They didn't let her. They didn't invite her. She
was
the
in
other.
The alliance, though. She voted with them. It was
That's
5
true.
To 1. So, yeah.
Okay, so what do you think really happened last week?
I think
it was 5-1, but they seemed to think they had a core four. So she was on the not part of the core four. She was just one of the other people that who would be the next to go.
That's what we were shown, but she didn't play the idol to save her supposed closest alliance.
But that part wasn't true. Those two were not in a close alliance.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that she wasn't.
Yeah,
she
might have still been
go.
On the bottom of this. Five
bottom
person.
Of the totem
yeah.
pole.
And she probably was, yeah. I mean, and it makes sense, right? She's like 10 years older at least than anyone else in that tribe.
Mm-hmm. Is she? I don't know. How old
is
Alan?
She's Chrissy's 46, but Alan's 31.
Here,
Wow. Yeah. Alan's 31?
Something like that. I mean, He just retired from the NFL, and he played a position that goes no older than 32 usually.
Wow.
Oh, man. What's he going to do with the rest of his life?
Play Survivor, I guess.
Oh. I hope he wins then. I mean, what do you get if you win?
$1 million and the title of sole survivor.
Yep.
Are you being
honest? I'm telling the truth. I'm just presenting it in a dramatic way for
He's
you.
He's presenting it like it's an Austin Powers movie, but you get $1 million.
Okay.
And he used to get a car. Remember that? The early days.
They always
throw in a car.
Yeah, they always gave away a car.
What happened?
I think they lost their sponsorship or something.
Who knows?
I don't know.
It also was just sort of silly. It was like $1 million and a car.
Yeah.
$1 million and a $20,000 car.
Need the car to transport the money.
Right.
Yeah.
How are you going to get to the bank,
true.
Scott?
You got to get the money off the island.
Yeah. Some gold bars.
Yeah.
Well, the first season they actually had a treasure chest with the money in it.
Oh my god!
At tribal council.
So dumb. What if there was a hurricane?
I wish everything would just blow away. I wish they still had the big chest of money.
I know.
So cheesy.
Was it real money?
I don't know. I mean, they had a chest.
That's really risky. I'm like worried about like walking around with more than $20.
They said the money was in there.
But you never
saw it. I probably bet it was fake. Come on.
That might have been a show business trick.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of a giant check, right? Like you can't take it to the bank.
Oh man. You want to hear about something really stupid I did?
Yeah,
of course.
I have a car payment, speaking of cars. And I sent in a blank check to my car company.
Nice.
And they returned the check to me, and I can't believe they returned it.
You hadn't put anything on the check?
Nope. I had signed it, and I put the date.
You signed it?
And I sent Volkswagen credit.
So you had filled out everything but the money.
I sent them a blank check. So dumb.
They could have just paid off your car for you.
Yeah, they could have.
I did that once. I put in the amount, but I didn't sign it and sent off the check.
Yeah, that's not.
That's
bad.
They didn't appreciate that.
Yeah,
they sent that one back too. Yeah, I wish that they gave them the chest of money or like a chest of gold bars and a speedboat.
The speedboat.
Just like, there you go.
Head on home.
And then it like turn into Miami Vice and get. Cool.
Yeah, which person on this cast would be best as a character on Miami Vice?
That is always the question.
I think
Devin.
Devin would be great.
Maybe I just that's the guy I can remember his name.
Yeah.
I think Ryan would be a good
like a good one-off episode.
A good like informant or something.
Yes, exactly.
He'd be a rat. He'd be killed.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think but just as he was dying, he would like give up some good information to Tubbs.
Joe would be good.
Which one's Joe? Oh, God. The probation guy?
Yeah.
Joe, I mean, he's like mini Tony.
Totally, right? Remember when he said...
We the ugly ones, bro.
Oh, man. That's what I was going to say is he is a bully. And I don't like him. And say what you will about Tony, whom I loved. And Kate, Tony was a player on a prior season. He was crazy and he was a villain and he lied to people, but he wasn't mean to people.
Right.
That I recall. He didn't. I like how you backed me up on that. Thank you, Kate. You're like, right. Season 28. Exactly. He wasn't being mean. And this Joe, I feel like, is a bully.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
He definitely
Why
comes
is he
across
calling
that way. Yeah.
Mike ugly.
Well, he called himself ugly too.
Yeah, but he did it in a way that
I agree. It didn't feel good.
It was meant to belittle. He likes belittling this Mike guy. He likes belittling him, well, and Mike lets him.
While we're on the topic of Joe, guys,
or yellow team, I have yellow team question. What is the difference between, is it Rourke?
Mm-hmm. That is a person in yellow team.
Jessica.
Well, Rourke is my friend in real life, and Jessica is not yet. So maybe that's why.
Well, Jessica is a nurse.
Yeah, and Rourke is a therapist.
You know Rourke, for real.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Aren't you? Why aren't you wanting her to win? That's your friend.
Of course I want her to win.
But he wants her. We're talking about predictions.
I'm not talking about who I want to win. I'm talking about who I think will win. There's a big difference.
We're making predictions, not based on our desires. And I know Ryan wants Rourke to win because he insists on saying that she has a shot to win.
Right.
When any objective reading of this show tells us that Rourke is one of the most irrelevant people on the show.
Well, I'm not sure she has a shot to win.
I don't understand why she and Jessica are on the same team. They look very similar to me. They're almost the same age. They're both blonde babes. No, they both
have blonde. I thought Rourke had brown hair.
Yeah, Rourke
is. I'm on CBS.com, okay?
Well, there is a...
I like the way you say that. I'm on CBS.com, okay?
There is a thing going around on the internet about how Rourke looks different in every photo. Which is,
I agree with that.
Maybe that's the case.
I agree with that for sure.
I think it's interesting because Jessica has a body shot on her main picture. And then Rourke has... She's like sweeter.
Well, there you go. There's the difference.
Is Rourke blonde?
Yes. They're both blondes.
Oh. I haven't seen much of her. I guess I thought that she was brunette. Ryan,
she
is
a brunette. I don't know why. I don't know where this
go to CBS.com/show/survivor/photos/10077333.
Oh, yes,
survivor.
This photo does kind of
dash season 35
is kind of blonde in this photo. I like her highlights are coming through or something.
I'm working my way to that photo, clicking through the slideshow.
She's blonde.
Totally blonde in that photo.
Yeah, personality-wise, I think, you know, Rourke
is,
we're not really seeing it, but Rourke is way more sarcastic and, like, funny than Jessica. Jessica's more of, like, what you see is what you get with her.
Did Rourke have a single confessional last night?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And her first confessional, episode one, was about, like, describing what the healer's tribe is.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah.
I'm just amassing a paper trail. I'm sure she's a lovely person, and I'm glad that she's on, and I hope she wins.
It's so weird to me that the characters, they've only been together for 6 days, but they feel like they've been together for a month.
Yeah. I mean, starving and sleeping outside will do that to you, right?
And when you're with just the same people 24/7, or 24/6 in this case.
Yeah.
You get to know each other a lot quicker. They've only been there 6 days so far, is what I meant.
So
they do not get the seventh day off.
They get to go to a hotel for one day.
They go to a hotel for a day. They should shower off.
Must be nice.
Reapply deodorant. Yeah.
Yeah. Get all their deodorant and all their food.
You know, speaking of which, Scott, I just read, I don't know if it's true, but I read that Purple Kelly, on her first night, asked, when are they going to the hotel?
Who's Purple Kelly?
I believe that.
She was on Nicaragua season, what was that, Scott?
21
Nicaragua. She's Purple Kelly. That was like her nickname. And now she got such an invisible edit on the show that now when someone is not visible on the show, you say they're getting a purple edit.
Yeah, we may be looking at Purple Rourke now.
Exactly, we might be.
That's
it concerns
how I feel.
Me.
And
yeah.
Purple Kelly quit the show at some point because she just didn't like being out there.
She just quit.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
It's allowed. Well, I mean,
it's allowed in terms of like you are an American.
You get highly shamed, though. Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Probst will be mean to you, and the fans will be mean to you. But you get to leave if you want. It's funny, the first person who ever quit, which happened in season 7, like, Jeff made such a big deal of, like, basically, just stop short of calling him, like, despicable.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
Just
yeah.
Like, how dare you take this spot and quit, and you will not get the honor of me snuffing your torch, and you will blah, blah. Now people quit, and he's just like, are you okay? You gonna be all right?
Oh.
Yeah, he's got a lot more kindness.
It people are probably going, oh, he's really not likable. We got to make him more likable. So yeah. Now he has to care.
That's probably part of it.
Honestly, you know, I feel like at this point, Jeff Probst could shoot someone in the street and still be loved. Like, he's such a, like,
Survivor fan.
Yeah, he's unbeatable as a host of this show. Like, no one will ever do as good of a job. And he pulled himself out of the Emmy category for Best Reality Show Presenter because he won it like 5 years in a row, and I think he realized no one else will ever win it.
So, what about Joe Rogan? Could he host Survivor?
Well, I'm happy he did because RuPaul won last year, and RuPaul, man, that show is so good.
I don't watch that show.
That's great.
Joe Rogan, I do not want to see host Survivor.
Okay.
No offense.
Next question.
I would like to see you, Kate, host Survivor.
Yeah. I would not. I've never been camping.
So that's you're just why like you'd Simone. Be
perfect. I'd like to see you on the show.
I'm way too competitive, and I'm too sensitive. Well,
that's not bad. No, that will help you. Competitive will help you.
Competitive's horrible. I'm.
It'll help
bad.
You on that show. I mean,
I've played Magic the Gathering with you, Kate. I know how competitive you are.
I always get killed first.
All right, well, should we, I mean, we've kind of been jumping around a lot, but let's touch on some areas we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, let's start the show.
The first thing I want to talk about is how bad I feel.
Turn on the recorder.
And here we go. The first thing I want to talk about is how bad I feel for Simone based on her edit. I mean, first episode she's invisible. In this episode we start with her talking about how she's so happy she finally was able to go poo in the ocean. Like,
yeah, as soon as that happened,
I didn't know what she was. I thought she was afraid of like jumping in the water. I didn't realize she was going taking a crap.
She called it aqua dump.
That's what. Yeah, that's the.
Oh, I thought that was a challenge or something. I didn't know what was happening.
They should name a challenge aqua dump.
Today you'll all be taking the aqua dump challenge. All
right, Miles, I know you're listening. You have to
attach your carabiner.
Yeah, and you know, the shot of her when she was talking about how proud she was she finally did it was like from beneath and behind, and it was like, come on, man. It was so obvious she was either going home now or very soon based on that.
Well, it just seems like if you're going to win the show, they don't tend to dwell on your poop issues.
Yeah.
In the edit. Like, I assume that they all talk about their poop issues.
Yeah, totally. I mean, what else is there to talk about?
At what point did they change? They used to dig a latrine.
Yeah, well, I think aqua dumping is just more sanitary and more and just easier. You don't have to dig a latrine.
Yeah, tell that to the fish, okay?
Right.
Yeah. They got to deal with it.
The fish are swimming in each other's poo. I'm sure they're fine with a little.
Yeah,
but they all eat the same thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Like every fish they catch, like that lobster they catch that they caught.
They're eating
like
their own shit.
That lobster might have some of Simone's poop on it.
That's what I'm saying. It's gross.
It's a big ocean, wash that guys. Thing.
When Simone gutted the fish, she found her aqua dump.
Oh, no.
Look, the show brought it up, not me. So I feel bad for Simone, too. But as soon as she started talking about how she doesn't like it there and she doesn't deal with the outdoors and she wanted air conditioning, I just said bye Simone.
Yeah, and it wasn't like
whiny.
It was whiny. It wasn't like a, but I'm gonna knuckle up and I'm gonna really dig down and this is gonna be my redemption, you know.
Right.
It wasn't that. She tried to kind of say that, but it didn't come across.
She got more interesting when she started talking about changing the narrative.
Yeah, and
it was sort of Westworld-y.
Yeah. It was. She was a character on Westworld. Maybe she's a robot. Maybe that's why she had such a hard time aqua dumping.
Oh, yeah. They're not built for that.
It was her loop was off, right?
I think some of these players are on a loop. This show.
Well, JP is definitely on a loop because he always says the same phrases, right? And that things like that. He says and things like that over and over and over again. Yeah, that's the
notice.
We got a huge confessional from JP, by the way. It was like
today?
Yeah, it was like a minute long.
What did he say?
He started
about
off
being a power couple, right?
Yeah. He started off talking about how he's a provider for the tribe, which hasn't been good since season one. And then he talks about how he doesn't want to be seen as a power couple with Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on and on about that. I was really surprised how long that confessional was.
So you just were struck by the length of it.
Mostly, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. What do you make of that?
I don't know. I think they want us to like him because he has, like, on the checklist of things that make someone a fan favorite, he kind of has them, you know? He looks like Captain America. He's a
like
firefighter. Yeah, he seems dumb to me, but maybe people will think he's folksy, you know? He's out catching fish and stuff. You know, these are the kind of things that made other people really, really popular on the show. So I wonder if they're just trying to force feed us that.
No wonder why I found myself loving him so much.
Yeah.
Full minute of him and talking. Yeah, I don't know. He still seems very bland to me. A lot of these people still seem very bland. I like this episode a lot more than last week.
Right, same.
You didn't like the pilot. The pilot for the season?
The pilot episode was, well, I still love the show, but in terms of Survivor seasons and first episodes, I thought the first episode was very quick and fast. We didn't get to know anybody, so I didn't know who anybody was half the time. And there was so much going on in such a short time that it just felt very sped through. And this time we got a full half hour of the show without a competition and without having to introduce the tribes and the theme and all that. So we just got a half hour of tribe dynamics. So I feel like I have a lot better idea of who the people are, what's going on. At the same time, I still, so far, I'm feeling it to be like very cookie cutter Survivor.
Yeah. And now at least you know that Desiree was a former beauty queen.
Right. Now I know one thing about her.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew anything about her last week.
Yeah. She didn't get a confessional, but she got sort of someone asking her that question. Oh, yeah. And it was just to set up the.
We the ugly ones, bro.
Yeah. That's totally what it was. Right.
Yeah.
Like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in Rourke territory.
Well, yeah. they went to get the water at the well together with Mike. So maybe they're a pair. Maybe they're a power couple, Rourke and Desi.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
Okay, so wait, go back. Where were we? How does the show start? Are we supposed to be going through
the
episode?
We don't need to go through it. We already sort of covered. I mean, the thing at the beginning that's sort of interesting is how Alan thinks his plan worked to like break up the power couple.
It did.
Yeah, but at what cost?
At what cost, right?
He's definitely an ends justify the means type of guy, but I don't know.
I feel like they're going to turn against him.
They already are, for sure. For sure. Even his closest ally, Ben, is like, I can't really trust Alan anymore.
Right. You got to figure that these tribes are going to get swapped up pretty soon.
Yeah,
switched around.
It could be next episode, right? Or not.
How do they get swapped around?
It's like a wife swap kind of situation.
Yeah. So they go, okay, I want to pick this person on my team.
Yeah. No, it's the production will usually, I mean, sometimes it could be a schoolyard pick, but usually what will happen is Jeff will come around with a basket full of Survivor buffs, you know, those things they wear on their heads and stuff.
The handkerchiefs.
And like with different colors, and he'll say, you know, pick one at random, and you have to open up and you don't see the color yet, and then you find out what team you're on based on what you've randomly drawn.
So they're going to break up Devin and Ryan for sure.
They might. It might work out that way, but it's totally random. So they might end up staying together.
Sometimes they've done that and the tribes have basically not changed at all.
Yeah, like one person switches on each side.
It's totally random.
Yeah. I think that's coming, although based on the next time on, I don't think it's next time. Because they were focusing so strongly on Lauren, the fishmonger, and how much she hates Patrick, which we haven't talked about Patrick, and he's a huge part of this episode.
God, I don't like him.
We're meant to not like Patrick, believe me.
Oh, God, I'm like, I put him out of my mind.
Yeah. Somewhere I read somebody compared him to Tigger.
Oh, totally.
Oh, that's a great comparison.
That was really good, that he's just bouncing around and he won't stop.
And he's orange.
I don't want to drown Tigger.
But you do want to drown Patrick.
Yeah.
So why do you hate him so?
His personality.
That'll do it. That's enough.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought maybe they were going to get rid of him, but then I was like, nah, this is all just misdirection. I read this morning, Simone said in one of her exit interviews that Allie and Patrick knew each other.
Yes, that is true. I was going to mention that. It's all over the internet. There's pictures of Allie and Patrick at college events together. They went to the same college. They knew each other. And they weren't like friend buddy buddy, but they definitely like knew each other. There's a picture of them at a party where they're in the photo standing next to each other.
And they got put on the same team.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's just a colossal screw up by CBS, but I'm not sure.
How did they not realize that these people, how many people apply to Survivor?
I know. It's crazy,
but
right?
Even if they weren't friends, just knowing each other, that's
huge.
A level of trust that's enormous. Like, that's a comfort level.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I remember her. I remember him.
I remember that guy. I don't like that guy. We need to get rid of this guy.
Yeah, I mean, she knows.
That could work that way, too.
Yeah. You know, man, I think the dude has severe ADD. And maybe I'll ask my therapist friend Rourke to confirm that or not. But he just is so, like, he cannot focus.
So do you think that Allie, and it appeared to basically be Allie, at least the way it was portrayed, made the right decision to go with Patrick instead of Simone?
To be in an alliance with Patrick instead of Simone, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he has way more trust for her than Simone would, right? Because they know each other. She even said, like, I think he really trusts me. Which, to be honest, I thought Patrick was the one going home because Allie looked so pained at tribal council. Mm-hmm. You know, she looked so upset. And I thought, oh, she's voting out Patrick. She feels really bad about it.
But, so awful.
But obviously she just feels bad, period, about voting someone out, which who wouldn't? I mean,
yeah.
A lot of people don't. But.
Look, Simone was not long for the game, but I do think that there was truth to what Allie was saying, that Simone could be a loyal partner as well.
Absolutely.
But I think Patrick is a better choice for her because he's not so smart.
Mm-hmm.
Simone seemed a lot smarter.
Yeah, no, I think Simone is smart. Totally.
Now, of course, we've had a second vote off who's a woman. And a woman of color.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, do you think that this is a part of this unfortunate pattern that we've seen of the others being among the first often voted out? Or does this have to do with Simone and the way she played the game? Or is it a confluence of both?
I think it was her personality plus her inability to show strength. She can't, it would seem like for the challenge, especially the challenge from this episode, she didn't seem like a strong swimmer, a strong diver.
I don't think she can swim very well at all.
That's not, how many water challenges
I know,
are there?
That's bad for sure. And then at the puzzle, when Devin was like, you just spectate, Simone, you just hang back and spectate. I was like, oof.
Spectate.
I think that's the word he used. It was something like that.
He said observe.
Observe, that's what it is. Yeah, you just observe, Simone. Like,
well,
ouch.
It just, I would have been so
pissed if I swam my ass off, got all the puzzle pieces, had such a huge lead, and these idiots can't figure out how to put blocks onto a sign. I'd be so mad.
What did you think of the challenge, Kate?
The swimming or the puzzle?
The whole thing. Like, what did you think? It was like fun? Was it exciting? Did you care?
It's okay if you didn't care.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, I felt really frustrated for Devin.
Yeah. It's all about Devin.
Yeah, he stole my heart.
Devin.
I gotta say, I don't know. I was just so mad that I was like, why can't you figure out how to do this?
It didn't seem like it should be that difficult of a puzzle.
I agree. No.
And then the yellow team, I was like, oh, they can't swim at all. They're just terrible at this. And they're like, they caught up and then they won because they could put blocks on a sign.
I mean, can you even call that a puzzle?
Yeah, it's really just like find the three blocks that fit in this space, find the three blocks that fit in this space. And, you know, it didn't seem, I mean, it is a puzzle, but it isn't like, it didn't seem like a particularly challenging puzzle.
It reminds me of like the puzzles that we have for my 2-year-old.
Oh. Yeah.
Where there's like a space for a piece. It's not like a jigsaw puzzle. It's like the triangle will fit in the triangle space, you know, the circle will fit in the circle space.
So is that not a standard challenge for Survivor?
We haven't seen that one before, at least not with the spinning.
Not like that. I mean, it's pretty standard to have like a big race that culminates in a puzzle and, you know, some people being far behind having a chance to come back because another team can't solve a puzzle. But that type of puzzle I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that they were references to past seasons of Survivor.
Yeah. I wonder if it was just random, though, or if they actually pointed to the, like, if they were geographically correct, if that could give you an advantage.
Oh my gosh.
Very smart. Wow.
But
Why aren't you on this show, Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan.
I thought you'd be great at this show.
I ask myself that question every day.
Why don't you go on this show?
I just had a dream last night that I was, so.
Oh my gosh.
You got a friend on it. She could put in a good word for you.
Now, at this point, Ryan, with your busy career,
it's going to be tough.
Could you go on? Because Ryan really wants to go on.
This summer is looking pretty open. Casting, if you're listening.
They're not listening, Ryan.
God damn it.
Believe you me, they've got better podcasts to listen to.
Yeah. No, I might try to.
No, you really should have gotten on either RHAP or All the Fixins or even the Russell Hantz Show.
There's a couple.
I don't know any of those.
The Tribe is Gone. You don't know all those?
Why don't you know all the Survivor podcasts?
Why don't you know all the Survivor podcasts?
Kate, if I told
I
you there
listened.
Were no less than 100 Survivor podcasts, would you believe me? Because it's close to that number.
Really?
It's insane. It's such a flooded market. Scott and I are just like little crickets in the night.
Drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
So
and a lot of them are done by former. What?
I was going to say, are you the first? Were you the first? Or?
Not by a country mile.
We're the first. The first to record in my house.
True. No. True.
The first, though, I don't know who the first one was, but, you know, well, the biggest one is by a great. Former player of the game. And then there's others by former players. I just listened, Ryan. I'll give a little plug to Max and Corinne's episode with Russell.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to listen to that. I bet it's great.
It was very fun.
I bet that's great. Yeah, I'm going to listen to that right after this.
Yeah.
Me too.
It made me want to get Russell back on.
Really? Are you ready? You're ready for more Russell?
I'm getting ready. I'm thinking that, you know what I was thinking? I was like, you know what? If they hadn't done Redemption Island,
yeah,
he should have been on and probably would have been on Game Changers.
Oh, 100%, right?
And would have brought that season so much more entertainment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kate, Russell, just for your information, is one of the most notorious players of all time. He made the final Tribal Council twice.
In a row.
And he's very, very aggressive in his style of playing. Like, he burnt someone's socks on night three to like make them uncomfortable so he could control them better. Like
he did it in secret.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
He's a real villain, but he is I'm an unabashed.
Any
Russell
season
Hens
he's
fan.
On is better for it, but
yes, he's a great character. So I'm ready. I don't know if the fan community is ready, and I don't know if CBS is ready, but I'm ready.
Yeah. Well, speaking of annoying, let's transition. There's another thing I wanted to bring up about Patrick, which is his deathly fear of crabs.
Yeah. It reminded me, this is my second reference to Austin from Pearl Islands, of Austin, who was a huge buff guy, had a fear of pelicans.
Yep.
Which is one of my
and
favorites.
And luckily one showed
forget
up.
Forget about Survivor. It's like just one of my favorite things ever in life is that this huge buff dude who had an intense, genuine fear of pelicans.
Yeah, amazing.
And that there were pelicans on the beach who would walk up to the camp, and everybody was delighted by the pelicans.
He was like cowering in the back of their shelter.
It's like you just want to like. Now I know his weakness. You could tie him up and just unleash a pelican, and he'd tell you anything.
Well, so I don't understand. So 1 week we get Patrick having a crab in his pants and going, right. "Oh, I forgot I had a crab in my pants." And then the next week he's afraid of crabs. Like
my only guess to that is that the crab in his pants was one that was dead that he caught or something.
Oh, that could be. Could
and he brought it back in his pants for some reason.
He is such a character. I hope he sticks around a while because he's great for the podcast. That's for sure.
Why is he afraid of crabs? Why is he afraid of crabs?
Oh man, he is really annoying. Well, I think his annoyingness comes to a head next week. We'll see, right? Like, how about all... I mean, Lauren seems great, right?
Yeah, I like her a lot.
And her confessionals about Patrick, like, being a child and you can't tell him to touch something because he'll immediately touch it is, like, so good, man. It was so funny. And you can just totally see him doing that. Yeah, so spot on, yeah. There were some bad analogies this episode, but that one was good.
But my fear is that she will come out on bottom of that.
My fear is the same because Allie is probably going to work to protect Patrick, and why shouldn't she?
You know, right. Patrick's
never
loyal
vote
to her.
Yeah.
And a bigger target than her.
Exactly.
So it's a good shield for her.
Patrick is so good for her game to keep because he'll never vote against her, and she can so easily beat him if they somehow get to the end together. And even if she can't get to the end with him, he's going to go before she does.
I like her approach to the game. I'm rooting for her right now.
Yeah, Allie is looking so good that I'm almost worried that she's looking too good.
No, I think that's just our familiarity with the edit. Maybe. I don't think she's jumping out to... Like, Kate, when you watched the show, did you go, oh, Allie, she is definitely a potential winner.
Yeah, she's just one of the stronger players, I thought.
Okay,
and
so
then I thought Lauren was going to go next... Because she doesn't have, she's like the odd man out on that team.
She is, yeah. There's two power couples, if you will. Ryan and Devin versus Allie and Patrick. So Lauren is definitely the odd man out. But Lauren can then be used when you have two couples. If those two couples recognize that they're two couples, all of a sudden Lauren becomes super powerful, right? You need
her. Or if she's shrewd enough to recognize that and point it out.
I don't know that Lauren is super game savvy. But
no, she doesn't seem. She seems very critter savvy, though.
Oh yeah,
what's critter savvy?
Last week she talked about critters, and so that's when she won my heart. Anybody who uses the word critters just like as it naturally comes to them, you know, is I just find very charming.
Okay, I'll work
that. That might sound very condescending, I think, but I don't mean it in a condescending way. I just think it's a great word.
What is she?
I would also accept varmints.
Yeah, is she Ellie Mae Clampett? What?
If she starts talking about varmints, I'm in.
Yeah.
So like Devin and Ryan, if they would want to get rid of Patrick, because that would break Allie's alliance.
Yeah. And they may want to use Lauren to do that. But I think Lauren is tighter with Allie. I think it's more likely to go the other way.
Yeah.
You and think Ryan. Devin's going to go? Oh.
Or Ryan.
Or Ryan, yeah.
I mean, Ryan and Allie seem to have a good relationship.
They do, yeah. I think because they both understand the game, I think, you know, when you're someone who understands the game really well, like Ryan and Allie do, you want to work with people that also understand the game because they're predictable.
Right. But I do feel like the way it was edited, although you're right, we did switch a lot to Ryan's point of view, but I also felt like the way it was presented kind of told me that he wasn't quite as in the know as she is. Like, she's got a slightly better read on everything than he does. I could be wrong. And I like Ryan, and I think it's hilarious that when you look at Ryan, we assume he's going to be the odd man out, but he seems to be very socially savvy.
Yeah, he's great. And the show loves him, too. I mean, so we get so much Ryan. You know, half the episode is the Ryan show, I feel like.
Why do they like him so much, do you think?
Well, I think he's good at confessionals. So he's willing to talk about anything and very, you know, articulately. And maybe he's, you know, doesn't always get his birthday party analogies right on the first try.
Yeah,
but eventually he finds them.
Right.
Probably. So, yeah, I mean, I think they like him because he gave them a lot to work with, probably. And the show does tend to like that type of character if they go far, you know, like the Cochrans and the David Wrights of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're,
because
they're,
yeah. He's like physically smaller.
Yeah,
than right. JP, Devin, Cole.
So it makes for a good story that this guy goes out and survives in the wilderness and somehow makes it very far due to his, you know, his social savviness and his brain power, whatever you want to say. That's like a good story, right?
And he also may not be as bad at challenges as like Cochrane 1.0 was. You know, he seems like he's fine enough with challenges where he's not
right.
A liability.
At least the group ones, yeah. And honestly,
he's not like skinny Ryan from Days of Yore.
I do feel like this Ryan has a good chance of winning like maybe an endurance challenge or something because he weighs like 70 pounds, man. The guy looks, he's so tiny. He might listen to this. If any of the cast listens to this besides Rourke, it's probably Ryan. So,
do you think Rourke's listening?
She told me she listened to our first episode.
Oh, man. Well, Rourke, so I'm so sorry to call you purple.
The show's done.
Oh, yeah. They filmed this in May or June.
This isn't live?
Oh, no. Can you imagine?
It'd be amazing.
Well, Rourke, I'm rooting for you.
So that's not. No, I'm rooting
for
you. Know that she's not going to win.
I don't.
Well,
know
I'm
that.
Just looking at. We don't know
I
that.
I absolutely don't know that.
Because you'd be like, "Oh shit, my friend won $1 million."
No, she hasn't told me how she did.
She won't tell.
Yeah, I asked her.
Most
don't tell
don't
me.
Don't tell.
Yeah.
And Ryan doesn't want to know.
I'm not spoiled on this season at all.
But, I mean, she is driving a Ferrari lately. So.
Yeah, she is going to a lot of fancy restaurants and eating a lot of food to make up for.
Look, I would love. I think she seems fantastic. I'm just looking at the edit, and we don't see much of her.
Nah, yeah, it bums me
and
out.
And that didn't bode well for Simone last week.
No, it sure didn't. I
mean,
thought
we
maybe
didn't hear
Simone,
a word from Simone.
Yeah, I know. I thought maybe we're getting the Tina in season two. Treatment for Simone, but
no,
nope, wasn't time to bring back that yet. So
I don't know if they'll ever bring that back.
They may not.
What was that?
Tina famously was someone who was not shown very much at all. Like, she didn't have a confessional and wasn't really shown in the first episode of her season, but she wins the season. It's commonly referred to based on an early post on Survivor Sucks forum where people talk about the show. Like, I think after that episode aired, someone was like, someone presented the theory that she could win and called it the dog that didn't bark. So it's like famously known as the dog that didn't bark.
I don't know how that stuck, but that is known as,
I like that title.
The dog that didn't bark.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a catchy title.
Speaking of dogs that didn't bark, Kate, your dog is being very well behaved during our podcast.
I drugged her.
Oh.
Is she still on your lap?
No, I don't know where she ditched me.
Hmm. No.
What a jerk. She's probably taking a nap.
Yeah.
But she's cute.
I'm envious.
Of my dog taking a nap?
Yes.
You can go to bed after this, can't you?
Me?
Can you go to bed during this? Because that's what he really wants.
I actually took a nap right before this. I was asleep 20 minutes before we started.
Really? Really?
This is where my life is now, right?
Well, me too, but it wasn't a nap.
You know how we used to record at like midnight? I don't even know if I could do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because my kids are on such an early schedule now that I'm up at like 6 in the morning. So I took a nap from like 8:30 to 9:30 this morning.
Nice. Nice. You're all rested and ready to talk about
Survivor. Rested and ready.
You should go on Survivor.
I could, if I can do it before I have to pick my daughter up from kindergarten, if I can just zip out to the island for a quick a quick stay, I will do it.
Scott, let's inexplicably get cast together, like
and then not tell anybody.
Yeah. And then we'll
and
just
then have
go
a secret alliance and then we both end up backstabbing each other in the end. Right. And then we never speak again. And,
how could they be on the same team?
I don't know. It's so insane. That casting just must not have known, which is crazy.
That's shocking. I mean, it's happened before that people have been like, oh, you're from my town, or they know mutual people.
That happens on Big Brother, actually. And the Canadian Big Brother, it seems to happen every season. But
really?
Where someone.
Well, Canada's small.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, Big Brother, you know.
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
But never someone who actually, they usually are just like, oh, I know of you. We have mutual friends. It's never someone who like went to a party with the person, you know, like that's just crazy. It's almost like a pregame alliance.
Yeah.
You know,
it's almost better than a pregame alliance.
It is. Yeah. In a lot of ways. Yeah.
Because a pregame alliance could, you know. There's more riding on it. It could fall apart. But bitterness, weirdness.
I mean, we're
this
definitely
like an unspoken like.
Yep.
What?
Oh, I was gonna say we're definitely seeing this. They're planting the seeds for Allie to backstab Patrick, though. So I don't think that I don't think that it's gonna last the whole.
I think Patrick is gonna backstab Allie. I think she's a big threat. I think Ryan knows this. I think Devin will do whatever Ryan says, and I think those three guys are gonna go against her.
You think so?
I could see it.
I could see it. I think if Patrick backstabs her, it won't be his idea. I don't think he's got the brain power for
that. Right, right.
But Ryan does. Ryan definitely sees that she's strong and she's good at the challenges.
But she's going to see that Ryan's strong. Yeah. You know, as a player.
Oh, yeah.
So who's going to get whom first?
Maybe they'll just go to the end together.
That would be great.
Yeah. You know, another.
So we're just, we just don't care about the blue or the yellow team.
Well,
this episode.
Not.
This episode, because the red team goes, or the Hustlers, go to tribal council, so we hear more of their story. But they did show us the other teams.
Let's talk about the other teams.
I mean, so they showed. You know what we haven't talked about? The biggest thing in the episode, Joe finding the clue to the idol and then enlisting Cole to help him. Let's talk about this.
I just went, he's so dumb.
Joe, yeah.
He couldn't figure it out.
He did seem kind of
dumb. Like, oh, let me get someone to help me figure this out.
I would have done what Cole later did, which was get that clue off of the tree as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this. What Cole should have done, and Scott, I'm sure you'll agree, is he shouldn't have blurted out, no, that's the well. He should have gone like, oh, yeah, why don't you go look by the raft? I'm going to go get some water. You know?
Yeah, that's absolutely what he should have done.
Right.
He
and
found it surreptitiously.
They gave him a confessional, sort of half-heartedly explaining why. So to me, that says they don't want us to think he's dumb. They just want us to think he's kind-hearted. Mm-hmm. But it seemed really like it was like, man, just a meeting of the minds there.
Both those guys. But if he got the idol, it doesn't really matter because their team won the challenge.
Well, it can matter in the future. He gets to hold on to this idol, and he doesn't have to tell anybody about it, although Cole knows about it. Mm-hmm.
And
so
Cole
he
tells
can
someone.
Use it later, potentially.
But
now, the
why
way
did...
it works... Go ahead.
Why did Ryan give away his idol then?
He had to. It's a different type of idol.
No, it's crazy.
It's so complicated.
It's a different type of idol that they said it must be used it can only be used at this first tribal council. So if you don't go to tribal council, you have to send it to somebody else who is going. But the normal type of idol can be used anytime before like the final five or something like that players are left in the game. So the only trick is knowing when to use it, because they will vote and that in secret, and then you could play the idol or not. So you have to know when to use it. Does that make any sense?
Wouldn't you just use it when they vote you off?
Once the votes are read, you can't use it. You have to play it before the votes are read.
So you have to guess. Sneaky. You got to guess right. Yeah.
You have to guess right that the votes are for you, or else you're wasting it. So some people won't use it because they don't want to waste it, and then they get voted out.
How do you like this tattooed tree way of delivering the clue, Scott? It's kind of new.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was new. It was cool.
I kind of want a cave painting. You know, some in past seasons they've had like nearby caves.
Yeah.
I want like a cool like cave painting, you know.
I don't know if there are any caves on the island that they're staying at forever now.
Good point. I think that would be better than. I feel bad for the tree.
I want something that can't be erased. You know
Molly.
What I mean? Don't you think the drama would be so good?
With your dog back?
Yeah. She just came in for a hello.
Oh, that if it's still up on the cave and it can't be taken down.
Yeah,
so.
then everyone will see it and they'll know, they'll look and they'll know someone has it. This way nobody knows, you know, because they chopped it off the tree.
Well, also, so now Joe knows that Mike never had the idol. Will he continue to tell people that Mike has the
idol? Mean, I think he kind of has to, right? Like, he can't just shut up about it. That looks really suspicious.
So what?
But
did
then
you...
Cole knows that he's lying.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you trust a liar?
And we see the preview for next week.
He doesn't.
That Cole's... Yeah. So... Now, what did you think, though, Kate, when Joe was like, well, I might... Joe helped me find it, but I might have to get rid of him because he knows about it now.
Oh, when Joe said that about Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just... Joe.
What was your impression of Joe?
I didn't like him very much. I thought he was dumb and kind of an oaf, and he didn't say anything that smart in the episode. And he was making fun of the other guy for being ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we're supposed to like
him. He's not getting as sympathetic at it, that's for sure. And that's not what they want from him either.
It's like sometimes you go like, ugh, I don't even like this person. Why do I have to watch them?
Right.
You know?
Well, that's part of the hopefully fun is you're rooting for those people to get voted out.
But do they ever have a season where you go, oh my God, I like everybody. I don't want anyone to leave. Because I feel like that would be so tense.
I don't know.
I guess that's a subjective opinion. I mean,
I think we've had seasons where everyone's either likable or boring, but I don't know that we've had a season where everyone is likable. I will say that Australian Survivor, there is usually everyone is likable in some way, although there were still villains on the first one.
I've had seasons where there are the majority of people are ones who I like either because they're likable or because I think they're a great player or a great villain, a great character in some way, and I don't want anybody to get voted out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really glad Joe is on the show. He make, you know, just making me feel like I don't like him is great because it's a lot better than, you know, someone who I don't care about. Whoa, what the heck is that sound?
What was that?
I think we
My dog. You want to know what
she
did?
She jumped
in my lap, and then she jumped out, got tangled in my headphones, and almost pulled off my whole computer off the desk.
Nice.
Wow. Oh.
Well, I've been telling you, you got to put that dog to sleep.
No! She's too beautiful.
I've been telling you that.
Well, I'm going to leave that in, but I apologize to listeners for that incredibly unpleasant noise, but I'm going to leave it in because it was funny.
What a villain.
Well, I'm just upset that Joe has the idol because I don't like it when people I don't like win the idol. But I'm hoping that they blindside him.
That'd be sweet if he goes home with an idol. That'd be entertaining. Yeah,
I do feel as though he is not a long-term player.
No.
But do you feel the same way about Tony?
Gonna be mad.
What were you saying, Ryan?
Didn't you feel the same way about Tony, though?
No.
You didn't? I mean, I thought Tony was playing so badly, and there's no way he could make it to the end.
No, I love Tony. But I wasn't even talking about winning. I was hoping he would win, but I wasn't sure he would win, but I thought he was going to be on all season.
Yeah, Tony was fun. He wasn't mean.
The amount,
like you said earlier.
He was so fun. The amount of airtime he got, I just felt like he is in this for the long haul. Not he is definitely going to win, but he is going to be around. He's a big player this season. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way with Joe. I feel like Joe would love to follow in Tony's footsteps, but I feel like he is not smart enough, and I feel like he is going to get played somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. It'll be fun.
And I hope that Dr. Mike is involved in voting him out.
Oh, Mike's a doctor.
He's a sex doctor.
He's a urologist, which he calls a sex doctor.
Why? What?
Well, I guess if you have erectile dysfunction, you go to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
If your erections are dysfunctioning, you go to Dr. Mike.
And as was pointed out on several other podcasts, Dr. Mike had some great subtle references to that in his confessionals in the first episode that I won't make. We don't need to go over again, but he's got a good sense of humor about it. But in this episode, all we know about him is that...
We the ugly ones, bro.
You know, we didn't get much from him.
He's the ugly one.
So he said we're the ugly ones, bro.
Joe said that to
Joe
Mike.
Joe said it to him.
So what did Mike say then? Nothing.
I think he was just like,
I think he doesn't really know how to handle Joe.
Yeah.
I think he's going with the keep your head down and don't. You know, don't escalate strategy.
Totally. Which
is
smart.
He seems like a bully, that Joe.
Yeah, hopefully the rest of the tribe sees that.
Guys, I keep coming back to Patrick because I love him. But can we talk about how I'm concerned for his health now because he has a 180 resting heart rate?
Oh, God.
He is
just so stupid.
I'm concerned for him, like, sunburn-wise.
Oh, yeah, right? Like,
I mean, that is a white person.
Yeah, well, he's an elf, right? I mean, isn't that what Mike said last week?
Yeah, Mike.
McMahon. Mike said not sex doctor Mike.
Yes.
The sexual healer. All right, guys.
But have we talked about we've talked about the heroes. So I think
we covered it.
I just want to say if we look at the tribes, like, I think on the heroes, I'm looking at Chrissy.
Yep.
As the best player and the smartest
player.
Or Ben. Ben is good, but yeah.
I don't know why you like Chrissy.
I think she's very smart. I think she's very shrewd in how she deals with people and analyzes the game. I didn't see it as... First of all, I see backstabbing as part of the game, but if you can do it in a way that doesn't infuriate people. But I didn't see it as backstabbing. I saw her as just having these different conversations with people.
Yeah, making connections.
The thing is that when they're out there, if somebody says, I want to team up with you, you kind of have to say yes, even if you don't want to team up with them. Because if you say no, then you've declared yourself their enemy. And you've declared yourself somebody who would be happy to vote them off. So then they're going to turn against you. So you kind of have no choice but to act as though you're their friend and you're working with them if you want to survive, which is literally the name of the game.
Made me think of the Four Agreements.
Sure.
And it's like, be impeccable with your word.
That this game is not about being impeccable with your word. It's about being impeccable. Actually, in a way it is, because there are ways you need to... When you lie, you need to lie very impeccably, because if you do it incorrectly, you're going to be found out. I know that's not the spirit of the Four Agreements, but, you know.
There is a way to do it where people don't feel personally backstabbed.
Yes.
There is a way that some people can do it where they can say, like, this is a game and we're playing a game together and I got to do this move in order to win the game. If I don't do this move, I will lose the game. And there's a way to do it where people don't feel like, what a jerk, that where they feel like, okay, respect that, you're playing the game. But it is, think of it, Kate, like poker. I mean, people bluff because they're trying to win.
But that's just kind of fun.
But then there are people who do it in a mean way.
Yeah, they're... I feel like they're... It's just ganging up on people in a way.
Yeah.
Because it's like spreading gossip about this person.
It can be. I mean...
Absolutely.
This show, one of the things I like about it is that I see it as like a really strong microcosm, a metaphor for life. And the obstacles that you have to deal with in getting through life, which is not fair. Life is far from fair. And people lie and gossip and backstab all the time. And you got to keep surviving and jump to the next day.
Now I'm depressed.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Hey, look.
Sometimes, Kate, on the show, the good guys win. And sometimes people make it to the end, they haven't really lied or backstabbed anybody, and they win, and they're rewarded for it.
Sometimes, yeah. You know, we've had a lot of guests on this show with a lot of varying reactions, but I'm not sure depressed is one that I've run up against yet. I love it.
You like that I'm sad now?
I like that we've got variety in our guests, yeah. Guys, why don't we, I think we've said everything about the episode. Why don't we move on to our segments? What do you think, Scott?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here's the first one.
Hold up.
All right, this is Hold Up, Bro. This is, what was the moment you said, hold up, bro, and you had to rewind your DVR and watch the scene again?
Crack the paint.
You had to hear that again.
So stupid.
They're like... It's like stucco on a wall.
Oh.
It's all sticking out, but it ain't leaving. Frozen in time at the moment the stucco was applied.
Man, for Scott, me it give was, us some more folksy homespun.
Mine was not as much of a fun thing. It was more of like a nerdy surprise. A nerdy, I've been watching Survivor Forever thing. When they went through the challenge and Jeff was explaining it, which as you know, I always space out. I never know.
Same.
I never know what the challenge is because I always space out during the explanation.
Then why is he a good host?
That's a good question now that you mention it.
Gosh.
Very good question. The way I always just to sidetrack onto that, even from the first season where, and he's evolved a lot since then, I went, you know what? It would be really easy for whoever is the host of Survivor to really annoy me and for me to be really annoyed every time they open their mouth and like not want them on the screen. And he doesn't do that.
Okay.
I agree.
So for that alone, I think he's good, but there's a lot of other things he does well. But during challenges, I'm not always thrilled with him because he always has to fill the space. So he's yelling. But during the explanations, I space out. This time I got fixated on the footage, the B-roll type footage they're showing of you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And they often show like, you know, Dream Team, which Kate are the young people on staff who kind of test run the challenges and test them out. And they often will show like a hand throwing something or a foot balancing on something, but this time they showed the people.
They showed their heads
where you could tell quite clearly that they were not the players, and not that they were ever claiming that it was the players they were showing in those close-ups of hands and feet, but it took me out of it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I was like, what? They're showing these people? Like, you're almost seeing their faces? I mean,
yeah,
one
usually
they showed,
you just see their hands and feet.
You saw a snorkel on their face. Otherwise, you would have seen their face.
Yeah, good point. There's got to be times when they've shown the Dream Team more explicitly like they did in this episode, but they are few and far between.
If they've done it, I don't remember it. I mean, I know they do it for long, like overhead wide shots
where you couldn't
make out details, but... This seemed to be a new approach where they're like, I was kind of picturing them in the meeting going, you know what? Screw it. Just show them. These guys work hard. Why are we always hiding them? Yeah, what's the point of hiding them? Who are we trying to fool?
Well, that's a good hold up, bro, Scott. I like that.
Buddy. Thanks, bro.
Mine was when Patrick seemed to be eating a giant stick and then decided, the stick is gross. I'm going to spit it out.
I remember that. That was really funny.
It was when they were talking about it. It was like B-roll of him while they're talking about whether they should vote out Simone or Patrick. And Patrick
is... It's really, really annoying.
you know, and they show him like eating this big stick. It almost looks like sugar cane stick.
Yeah. Right?
And that's what I kind of thought it was initially. And then he's like, ew, gross. And he starts spitting out big chunks of it. I'm like, why are you eating this stick if it's so gross?
Did he maybe think it was a stick buck?
Yeah, that has to be it, right?
Oh, wow. I missed that.
Yeah, that was a good one. It's definitely worth holding up bro for. All right. Let's move on to our next segment. Here we go.
What's the time?
It's time to get ill.
What's the time?
It's time to get
ill regrets.
All right, this is ill regrets. This is who do you think's going to have ill regrets about a choice they made, something they said in this episode? I'll start. Since I went last, I'll start. I think it's going to be Cole for just straight up telling Joe, "Oh, I know where the idol is." That's an easy one, right? But
that was pretty dumb.
He was excited. I kind of get it. Like, he's excited in the moment, you know, and it is kind of hard to like keep that excitement to yourself. And
I understand
moment,
it. I get it. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think I feel like that's one of the very few things I could potentially do well on this show. Most things I couldn't, but I feel like I could in that moment be like, oh yeah, the raft. Huh? Okay, well, let's go look for the raft, and then just go look at the raft with him for like an hour,
yeah,
and then wait for my opportunity to find it for real. I think it's gonna be conversely Joe for telling Cole,
yeah,
because it's gonna bite him in the ass, and he's probably gonna get blindsided and voted out. I hope, or at least people will know he's got it.
Yeah,
I don't think he's half as clever as he thinks he is. But
they
it
usually
might be
aren't.
Patrick for eating that stick.
It's medevaced. They have to pump his stomach for sticks.
I was going to agree with... originally, I thought it would be Lauren because she was talking ill about Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that would divide the group against her. But... now that I understand Survivor better, thanks to this podcast, I realize that you don't want two power couples. Yeah.
What a service we've done.
Thank you.
Provided.
So I agree with Scott. I think that Joe is going to regret letting Cole in on it.
It might be possible that both Cole and Joe regret this.
Yeah. Although I do agree that Lauren, like, it's possible based on the preview for next week that her vocal displeasure with Patrick will get her voted out. Because I thought when she started telling Allie how she felt about Patrick, and you could see the look on Allie's face, I thought Allie was going to be like, great, now I got to get rid of Lauren because Patrick's my ally.
Yeah.
I was very surprised to hear Allie say, well, if Patrick is rubbing people the wrong way, maybe I shouldn't have him as an ally.
And I think Ryan and Devin like Patrick. Even though they complained about him, I think they ultimately like him because
he's a bro and he's an idiot. Exactly. And hey, I'd rather go up against this idiot than either like the fisherman. She's strong as hell.
Well, you'd always rather go up against the idiot.
You can control the idiot.
Also, it doesn't seem like it's not that he's not a nice person.
Yeah, I mean, he's always smiling. Unless you're the Joker, how is that bad, right?
He does remind me of the Joker. He's like a Batman villain.
Huh. He is a Batman villain.
All right. What's our next segment, Ryan?
Here we go.
We only like it if it's loud. We only like it if it's loud. Go!
I can get loud too. What the f***?
Hello to me. Hello.
All right. This is getting loud. Who got loud this week? Who stood out in a good way?
You know, it's to my eternal regret that they had to bleep Sandra in that quote, because I really want to hear her full.
I know.
I really want to hear the F word when she's yelling.
Same. I'd love
okay,
that.
Who stood out in a good way? Well, I think we know what Kate's going to say. I have a prediction.
JP.
Oh, wasn't my prediction.
No, I'm lying.
Is it Devin?
I don't know. You go first. You're allowed to go first because I went first the first time.
Oh, okay. I'm allowed. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't have a choice. Let me look at these people. I'm looking at their pictures right now.
I mean, it's not that hard, right? You got a couple people that made good moves and a couple meet people that didn't.
Okay, so you start, Ryan.
I will.
Not that hard.
I kind of want to cheat and say both Allie and Ryan, but I'm going to go with Allie. I thought she stood out again this time. Last time I said Ryan, that's why I'll say Allie this time.
But she sucked at the puzzle.
Allie? No, yeah. You're thinking of Simone.
She and Simone were responsible for the puzzle.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. We were not shown Allie sucking at the puzzle. We were shown Simone sucking at the puzzle. So that says something about what they want us to think about Allie. But you are right. That's true. So maybe I shouldn't choose Allie. All right. I'll choose Devin. No, I don't know.
There you go.
How about Patrick for avoiding getting voted out despite being incredibly annoying?
It's really, really annoying.
My choice, I'm going to zigzag over to what Kate would call the blue tribe. And I like calling them by their colors because those are less confused. Those are more clear to me than their titles.
Thank you.
I'll go with Chrissy. She brought herself up from the bottom of the totem pole. I mean, we haven't seen how it's going to play out. So we haven't seen them actually have to vote whether her plans work. But I feel like she is very shrewd and has maneuvered herself to a better position in her tribe.
I like that choice, yeah.
I just realized that every team starts with an H. So it's triple
what?
H.
So there's a conspiracy.
I'm just saying.
I could go with Rourke, though, because if she's listening, I think that stands out as a positive way more than anything anybody did on the show.
True.
I'll take
true.
Any listener I can get. So.
Congratulations, Rourke. You got loud this
week. Rourke, you got loud.
I'm going to congratulate Simone on taking a poo. I think she's most improved. I think she probably feels the best.
Yes.
That's a good point, yeah. Well, at least she was regular, you know. She went out the door, but at least she was regular.
Yeah.
In her exit interview that I read, she was also was so excited to talk about how at Ponderosa, which is the nickname, Kate, for where they go when they're voted out, because they don't go straight home.
Ooh, they get to go to, like, paradise? And...
It's like a fancy hotel.
Basically. Yeah. And she's like, you have your own bungalow with your own bathroom and your own shower and three beds. And I'm like, just thinking, you know, clearly she was not meant to be on Survivor.
I mean,
I would feel the same way. Look, I couldn't do what any of them, including Rourke, are doing out there.
Yeah.
But I would be thrilled to have air conditioning. And she got that, too. That was the question. Did you get air conditioning? You know, I would be thrilled to have all that. So,
that's,
you know,
so
maybe
funny.
She shouldn't have been playing this game.
You rarely hear people talk about how great Ponderosa is. Because usually you spend your time there depressingly thinking about what you could have done differently.
I think she's somebody who spent the time there relieved and happy to be out of the game.
Seems like it. I mean, she was such a good sport when she got voted out. She's hugging everyone. And
crying.
She's happy to go, I think.
Yeah,
I think
she might have
been. Thank you for releasing me from my misery. I've made a terrible mistake.
She was talking the talk, though. She said something like, send me back to the bugs or whatever it was.
Right.
She had that line. Yeah, so at least
she wanted to do it. Her heart was in the right place. She wanted to
She's
be
not
able
a quitter.
To do it. Just wasn't for her.
Yeah. She's no Jen Brown.
Just wasn't for her. No.
Who has raved to me about how great Ponderosa was, by the way.
But Jen Brown didn't quit.
Well, you know.
I mean, she may have given up or sort of.
She didn't quit, but.
She didn't technically quit.
She doesn't listen to this. She'll be really
allowed upset. Herself to be voted out, right?
Right, yeah.
She's not the first.
Nope.
And won't be the last.
Nope. And on that note, Scott, I believe we may have said it all.
Well, I have a couple questions for Kate before we leave. Number one, did we get a prediction of the winner out of you?
We didn't. Let's hear
it. Not who you want to win, but who you think, just based on what you saw, will win the game.
I don't think it's going to be someone from the Hustler team.
Okay.
That already, as far as I'm concerned, that's a bold prediction.
That's a very bold statement.
Oh, wait. I forgot Devin's on that team. Well, I'm looking at the cast photo, and everyone's so barrel-chested except for Ryan and Mike.
Well, that's just the men.
Yeah. No, the ladies, too. No. I don't know. I really don't know. Right.
Well, you don't have to have a prediction.
I'm trying to think. I'd like Desiree.
Desiree, sure, yeah.
Sure, why not?
Based on what we saw of her.
She's used to the high stakes
competition. I think it's too soon to know because it's only the second episode.
Desiree went through the Miss America and Miss USA.
Yeah, she's competitive.
Wow, I mean.
And she knows how to answer a question.
And she's congenial. I didn't know you could do.
And if she dealt with Miss USA, that means she had to deal with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And she survived.
Good point.
She could stare right into the face of hell and emerge victorious.
And end up on a reality show.
She could look
at
Patrick, is what you're saying.
All right, so Desiree, good choice. Now, my next question is, having seen this episode, do you think you would ever watch again?
Of your own
volition. Or is this enough for you?
I might watch the finale.
You would tune back in to the finale.
I think the show gets me so frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
In a way. Because they don't get to do the challenges themselves. They're on a team, which is frustrating.
Well, they do eventually get to do the challenges by themselves, if that's any consolation.
When does that happen?
Not for another 5-6 weeks, probably.
After about sort of like the halfway point, the tribes will merge into one tribe. They'll probably slide into two tribes next, and then they'll merge into one. And then when they have those competitions, you're just competing for your own individual immunity. So the tribe will go to tribal council, and only the person who won that challenge can't get voted off.
Interesting. I don't know how this works at all.
If you were to just tune into the finale, there would only be like 5 or 6 people left in the game.
Oh, that's fine. Then
that's more manageable.
Yeah, there's so many people, and it stresses me out, and they are all so awful to each other behind their backs.
Devin.
Devin
is such a sweetheart.
Dreamy
he
Devin.
Is. Can we talk about this? He didn't say anything bad about anybody. He just kind of dopily smiles and.
That's
cool.
The dopey smile of a hustler.
Yep.
He's a surfer. That's not okay. Do they know what a hustler means?
I know.
They might not. They might have been like, oh, is that? Oh, we meant helpers.
Yeah.
Helpers.
Helpers would be better.
We meant people who happen to be on this tribe.
Survivor. Heroes versus healers versus people who happen to be on this other tribe.
Or they could just do it like they used to say at the end of the Gilligan's Island theme song when they lumped people together. It could just be heroes, hustlers, and heroes,
and the rest,
healers, and the rest.
Yes,
or people who look like they have herpes. I don't know.
The people who, the people who like don't fit any category. Heroes versus healers versus no collar. How's that?
There you go. Yeah.
Now
we're really digging deep here. Yeah.
No Collar was a tribe from an equally ridiculously befuddling themed season. Our first season we ever podcasted, like, we had to deal with this. It's back, right?
Yep.
For every guest now has to question us as to why the theme is so ridiculously stupid.
It's good for our podcast. Are you kidding me? I'll take it.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
All right.
I would like to divide these people up into white collar, blue collar, no collar.
Well, they might already have been divided up that way.
I'm sure they were.
The white collar is the heroes. Blue collar is the or no, blue collar is the heroes, white collar is the healers, and no collar is the red team, the hustlers.
I guess. I don't
know. Not really, because an actuary is not a blue collar job, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't understand how an actuary is there. Like, I really, that should have been my moment of, wait, hold on, what did you say? Like,
yeah.
That is my rewind
That's
moment.
That's your hold up, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it happened at almost the same time when he was talking about the paint.
It's confusing. I don't have a good answer as to why she's on the Heroes tribe.
Well, sure, maybe next week we'll figure it out.
Just as heroic as any other, you know, person. Anyways, yes, we have so Kate. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Thank you.
Yes, Kate.
Thank you where for
can,
having me.
Where can we find you on social media? Twitter, Instagram.
I'm on Twitter as Cake Kid.
Okay. Cake Kid.
It's a stupid name.
Well, it's easy to spell.
I didn't
it's
think memorable. Twitter was going to take off. And
you know what happened to me when email and internet were first like permeating and everybody had AOL?
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it was like dumb to use your real name. Like mm-hmm. nobody wanted to use their real name. And I remember I had to join AOL and I was typing in a billion things and it kept telling me that everything I chose was taken.
Sure.
And so it would be like, you know, like Star Wars fan or whatever, taken, you know, Muppet guy, whatever, taken. And I just started everything I plugged in. I was like, Wacky World, taken. Zany Town. Congratulations, you're Zany Town. And I didn't know enough that I could, like, keep trying. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm Zany Town. So for years, I was Zany Town at AOL.com.
Oh,
that's
God.
So good, Scott.
And
I can't
I had
believe
to,
that's
like,
never come up.
People,
that's really good.
I had to give people that address. Oh, no, I would love to take this job. You can reach me at Zany Town.
I'd love to take the position as an actuary at your bank.
It still exists. I don't check it, but anybody is free to email me at zanytown@aol.com, and I'll check it.
Yeah.
I haven't checked it in years,
so
but
send
I assume
your,
it,
send
I don't
your
think
listener
they ever,
emails.
I don't think it ever went away.
Send your listener emails to zanytown
send
at
your
AOL.
Listener emails to zanytown@aol.com, or if you want them actually checked, send them where, Ryan?
Snakes,
I may
rats,
not remember
goats at gmail.com.
Snakes,
rats,
snakes,
goats
rats,
at gmail.com.
Goats.
Yeah.
Was that a theme 1 year?
It should have been.
When we started the podcast, we didn't even think that we had inadvertently created a theme.
That's what I thought. That's why I started asking the question about the name of the teams first, because I thought your podcast was team names.
It should be. That would be exciting.
That would be a great returning players season. The people labeled as goats would be...
They would not be happy.
Oh, a goat is stubborn. A goat can climb. A goat... You don't suspect the goat. And
that's
then
true.
The goat will surprise you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
In Survivor, it has a different meaning. It's a negative
You
thing.
Can be led around. And
it's somebody that you lead around and you bring to the end because they're easy to control and easy to beat at the end.
And the backronym is Great Opponent at Tribal.
Oh,
which?
Oh, you mean like a reverse engineered acronym?
Yeah, exactly.
Has anyone? Okay, this is what I has anyone ever pretended to be a different type of personality, and then when it gets to down to the final five, they just switch.
Oh, that's Scott and we always talk about this. We want someone to Kaiser Soze the jury, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It has not happened. There have been people who have lied about their profession. Or lied about aspects of their life.
So maybe she's not an actuary.
Well, usually they'll tell the camera what's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fun if we don't know that she's lying the whole time, in my opinion. Although, I mean, it would take someone really special to get to the end and have like a British accent. And
that's
you know.
What we really want to have happen is somebody to have a totally different accent at the end and be like, you know, now I shall reveal the truth. You thought I was but a simpleton, you know?
Yeah, just, that's Devin at the end, right? Like,
yeah, Devin or Patrick. You thought I was, you know, thought I had ADD and was afraid of crabs.
He doffs,
the truth
like
is I have a doctorate in crabs, you know?
I'm
it's
a
like
crabologist. I'm a noted crabologist.
Oh, I wish that could happen. So Cake Kid on Twitter, we can get all your musings. And the movie that's coming out soon.
Oh, but I'm more on Instagram.
Instagram as?
Catersfreund.
Can you spell that for us, please?
It's KATERSFREUND.
Awesome.
Correct.
And it's the movie, but it's also your show that you wrote and directed.
Yeah.
That's the,
oh, yeah.
The show's called Afterlife?
The show's called Afterlife. There's another movie you should watch called On the Rocks.
I don't know. There's a lot
and
of
that's
work.
On, that's on iTunes and Amazon. And I play a great... I like my character in that. She would be great on Survivor because she's just deplorable.
Nice.
And that show, that movie was written and directed and edited and put together by two big-time Survivor fans. Friends of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
You might not know them, Scott, but it's Alex and Ariel.
They don't have last names?
They do.
Ariel That's Gardner.
Their work.
And Alex
They
Kavutsky.
Go by Alex and Ariel. That's their work name. Yeah. Alex Kavutsky and Ariel Gardner.
Name sounds familiar. Anyway, so this is On the Rocks, and then Afterlife, which will be on Full Screen, and Mr. Banks, Dr. Banks, Dr. T and the
Brinks
Women.
And Dr. Brinks.
Dr. Brinks and Dr. Brinks will both be coming out soon as well.
Yes.
Great.
Well, Kate Freund.
A lot of exciting things.
You've said it all. Oh. Thank you again for joining us on this extremely nerdy adventure.
It was a wild time, I gotta say.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
I highly recommend this podcast.
Wow, thank you. I'll check it out.
I hope if you've gotten this far, you're on board.
I'm gonna listen to it.
Yeah.
So, do we review? Do we have? Can people write to us? Oh,
yeah,
we said that. But
you
can
do
reviews
on
iTunes.
Yeah, and we'll take any number of stars, as you know.
We'll take any stars. Yeah. One star is fine. We get paid by the star.
It's really? True. Always.
That's the way our deal works with iTunes. We get paid for every star that people give us.
It's the deal we negotiated. And
some people send us stars over Twitter, and we accept those as well.
Yeah. Although we get paid less per star over Twitter than we do on iTunes. So.
Right. But, you know, look.
But there's no limit.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, our president uses Twitter. So isn't Twitter the most powerful platform now?
Not when we negotiated our deal, our stars deal.
Yeah, it was before. We all thought Hillary would win. We didn't know.
It was a Cake Kid time.
Yeah, it was Zanytown days.
Yes, exactly.
Why doesn't Ryan have a stupid name?
Because I changed mine before I started tweeting. I had a dumb one, and then I was like,
what
I'm going to actually, I don't even remember.
what? You know.
No, it was
Come
probably
on, you know
like
what it is.
Actually it was probably so dumb that it was boring, like Relder17 or EL_DER17 or something
I
dumb.
I can't remember that.
Well, no, yeah, why would you? Bad. So when I realized I'm gonna start using Twitter more, I changed it to @RyanElderMusic, which is where you can reach me.
Oh, and his music's amazing.
Can I just it is. He's good.
Thanks.
He's really good. He's scary good.
Rick and Morty. Hey, can I just say that I've been looking during this conversation at the cast photo where they're all on the beach, and there was one guy on there. I still could not figure out who he was. And I finally figured out it's Ben without his hat.
Oh, yep.
Without the hat, he's a totally different guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I looked at that, too.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
now we've
note,
set it off.
Yeah, we truly have. All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The tribe has spoken. Now I'm going to put out your little lamp with my lamp stopper.